This is the product of biblical. This is the product of Beverly Nation. This is the Know Your Rights show, and I'm your host, Terra Strength, calling from Lagos, Nigeria. Calling family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And before I begin, I would like to thank Brother Oladeli and the ONE Dynasty family for giving me the opportunity to share my story and to share my perspective. The topic tonight is 5 Deadly Behavioral and Emotional Traits of Codependency, Part 3. So often, the family that is intent on trying to rescue one of its members from something doesn't see how it is the family itself that has created and reinforced the susceptibility and vulnerability to the very thing that they are intent on rescuing that member from. That was Till Swan and Quisha. I know she's my favorite. The next one, love. Love is the ability and willingness to allow those that you care for to be what they choose for themselves without any insistence that they satisfy you. I want to read that again. Love is the ability and willingness to allow those that you care for to be what they choose for themselves without any insistence that they satisfy you. And that was by Wayne Dyer. All right, so the question for tonight is, if you know, doing Jackie, if you know someone or live with someone who is struggling with codependency issues, please call in and let's share that perspective. All right. This codependency thing is an epidemic amongst these relationships. Okay. We talked about enmeshment. We talked about anger. We talked about anger, passive aggressive behavior. We talked about narcissism. And tonight we're going to talk about low self-esteem or insecurity. And we're going to talk about parent-child relationships. Okay. Or adult-child relationships. These types of codependency issues are wreaking havoc in our relationships. There are a lot of very unhappy people in their relationships, in their intimate relationships. They're very unhappy. And it's a big deal because children come out of these things, you know, and we've come out of dysfunctional families with these things. So the purpose of the Know Your Rights show is to help give you some tools and better understanding so that you can interpret what you're experiencing and what you're seeing, so that hopefully it puts you in a position to better manage what's going on. It's very, very important, family, okay? It's very, very important. Now, I was talking to my Facebook family. I was talking about in a couple of days, this country is celebrating Thanksgiving, and I just want to make sure that everyone doesn't forget the Native Americans. You know, I want to make sure that you guys, you go to Google and find a charity, a Native American charity, and please donate money. I believe Jerry Batito talked about already doing such. Please, please go and donate money to a Native American charity. Okay? I talked about this a year ago on this show about my conflict with this holiday, and I know many are beginning to move in that direction. Please, let's repurpose this thing. You know, let's not celebrate oppression, you know, but let's come together, you know, let's come together. So that's all I wanted to say about that. Also, this whole COVID thing, family, the numbers are astounding. We've seen increases in the rates of people who are catching COVID, who are coming down with this virus. And it's insane, you know. I mean, this thing is gonna carry us into 2021. I know they're working on vaccines. You got to be careful with these vaccines, you know. I know everyone is watching the news about what they're saying, but you got to take care of yourselves. You got to remain vigilant. You got to wear your gloves and wear your mask. you know, and make sure you're social distancing. It's just, this is just insane, you know. So going through these holidays is very difficult. Families want to get together. We've all gone through a lot this year. It's understandable, but doing so jeopardizes us, and we just got to be vigilant about that. We can't drop the bag on this. There's too many people still dying and still coming down with this thing. So we got to be careful. So I just want to mention that to my Blog Talk family. I was talking about that a little bit with my Facebook family going forward. So again, call in family, 516-453-9133. So we're going to start off talking about what low self-esteem is and insecurity. Now, when I talk about low self-esteem, I'm not talking about us being insecure about some things. I'm talking about a person that is generally a very insecure person. That, you know, they are characterized by that and a lack of confidence and all. So that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about where it permeates your relationships and it's causing your life to be out of control. So low self-esteem is characterized by a lack of confidence and feeling badly about oneself. People with low self-esteem often feel unlovable, awkward, or incompetent. People with low self-esteem tend to be hypersensitive. They have a fragile sense of self that can easily be wounded by others. Now, we all know people like this. We all know people that are very sensitive, and as a result, it causes a lot of passive-aggressive behavior. It causes a lot of things to happen that is not in everyone's best interest. Furthermore, people with low self-esteem are hypervigilant and hyper-alert to signs of rejection, inadequacy, and rebuff. Often, individuals lacking self-esteem see rejection and disapproval even when there isn't any. The danger always lurks that they will make a mistake, use poor judgment, do something embarrassing, expose themselves to ridicule, behave immorally or contemptibly. Life in all its variety poses an ongoing threat to their self-esteem. As observers of our own behaviors, thoughts, and feelings, we not only register these phenomena in consciousness, but also pass judgment on them. Thus, we may be our most severe critic, berating ourselves mercilessly when we find ourselves making an error in judgment, forgetting what we should remember, expressing ourselves awkwardly, breaking our most sacred promises, and the promises to ourselves, losing our self-control, acting childishly, in short, behaving in ways that we regret and may deplore. Now, my phone right here. Now, I just want to say that, you know, when you talk about low self-esteem, these are the reasons why people turn to alcohol. These are the reasons why people turn into sex addicts or any type of addiction that's out there, sex addiction, alcoholic addiction, drug addiction. You know, a lot of this stuff is a precursor to those things, and it's usually the individual's way of numbing out, of not dealing with their low self-concept. So we want to talk about, you know, some of the causes of that and some more healthier ways that you can do to fend that off, because many of us have found ourselves in relationship with people that suffer from this, you know, that are always defensive, you know, think everyone is out to get them, all right? So having a negative perception of oneself can have serious consequences. For example, if someone believes that other people don't like them, they are more likely to avoid interactions with others and are quicker to react defensively, cynically, or even lash out. The nature and degree to which we interact with others is strongly influenced by these perceived selves, regardless of their accuracy. Indeed, our perceived selves represent one of the most important foundations on which our interpersonal behavior rests. Furthermore, when we perceive ourselves negatively, whether we label ourselves awkward, unlovable, obnoxious, shy, or whatever, it becomes more and more difficult to believe that others could possibly see us in a positive light. So in a nutshell, to have low self-esteem is to live a life of misery. All right? So that in a nutshell sums up what people who have that, what they go through. And I'm sure we all know people who are going through this or live this way or have these issues. If you want to talk about it, again, call in family 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Please share your thoughts with us as we talk about insecurity or low self-esteem, okay? Here are some signs of low self-esteem. If you were somebody who has this, here are some of the signs to look for. Difficulty speaking up and prioritizing our own needs, wants, and feelings. This may be especially prominent in the context of what others want or need. Number two, saying I'm sorry and or feeling guilty for everyday actions. Feeling guilty for things like taking up space. Apologizing for things that you have no control or responsibility for. Number three, not rocking the boat. A tendency to follow along with what others are doing, saying, wearing, and going. Number four, not feeling deserving of or capable of having more. This can lead to unfulfilling or even toxic relationships, unsatisfactory or low-paying jobs, and overall, just lower standards overall. All right, so this is the Know Your Rights Show. I'm broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. Again, family, call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Thanks for joining us. Number five, you have difficulty making your own choices. And after making them, you have trouble standing by them or sticking to them. Number six, a lack of boundaries, which can lead to vulnerability and hurt. Number seven, doing things or buying gifts excessively for other people, even for those who wouldn't appreciate it, in order to feel wanted, needed, or recognized. Number eight, negative self-perception, not thinking people would like or accept you for who you are. Number nine, critical, abusive internal dialogue, such as talking harshly to yourself and perpetuating negative self-talk. Okay? Those are the nine signs that you can look for with someone that is dealing with this, or if you're in a relationship with someone like this, these are some of the signs that you can look for. How to build your self-esteem. Number one, you need to seek professional help. Going to therapy can help identify and understand the origin of your low self-esteem, okay? Go to counseling, family. Get some help. Begin to talk about the source of this and where it comes from, okay? It's extremely, extremely important, okay? I believe we have a caller in the queue. Caller one, who am I speaking with?
This is Shannon.
Shannon, how are you doing, brother?
Yeah, hey, how's it going? I'm doing good.
It's going great. I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, man. So I've got three kids, and you know, we read a book years ago. It was called Love and Logic, and basically, what it does, it talks about giving kids choices as they grow up, and it kind of resonates with what you're talking about, giving them that self-esteem, you know, so that when they get old enough to move out and do their own thing, that they know how to make choices in life. You know, so for example, you know, with our oldest daughter, you know, she never really wanted to, you know, wake up and put her shoes on and go to school. So, you know, we just simply sent her to school with no shoes. You know, there's consequences built into every decision that you make in life. Sometimes they're natural as well. And so, you know, she ended up never doing that again, because naturally the consequence was, you know, the kids made fun of her. And so, you know, when you give kids choices and you let them react to the built-in consequences that that are already inside the actual, you know, choice, then you don't have to be the bad guy and always tell your kids what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, because, you know, there's consequences built into every choice that you make. So I just kind of wanted to throw that out there, and it kind of resonates with the topic that you're talking about.
Yes, that's a, you know what, Shannon, that's a very comment that you're saying about how you're trying to raise your kids, because you're trying to give them, you're trying to show them consequences to their actions and everything. And you're right. That is a fantastic way to help build their self-esteem, actually. You know what I mean? And you're giving them boundaries and rules, and you're allowing them to work inside it. Have you seen changes with your children as they've gotten older, or from you using that system, you and your lovely wife?
Absolutely, man. Like with her homework and stuff growing up, you know, we've always said that you don't have to do your homework, but you're going to have to deal with the consequences of, you know, redoing that grade over again because you're going to fail. Or, you know, you don't have to wake up for school, because if you don't go to school, you're just going to have to do it over again, you know. Or you don't have to brush your teeth, because the built-in consequences, you're going to have to go get shots and you're going to have to get cavities filled. And so, you know, we've never, you know, woken our daughter up. We've never asked her to do her homework. We've never asked her to get ready for bed. You know, we just don't have to do these things, and we don't have to argue about it, because, you know, from day one as a very young child, we've given her those choices to make on her own. And so, you know, she's 14 now, and so, you know, she's getting straight A's, and she gets up, and we don't have to harass her to do things. It's quite nice, actually.
Okay, so you're teaching her how to be independent versus dependent.
Correct. And that's where the codependency kind of kicks in. You know, a lot of parents come to the rescue. You know, we call them helicopter parents. And
absolutely.
You know,
it's not a good thing.
No, it's not. And it's just, you know, we're real careful on what we do with her. And, you know, so like, for example, you give them choices that are going to be beneficial for her. So, for example, do you want to do your homework now, or do you want to do it in 15 minutes? Rather than go do your homework. You know what I mean? It's just a different approach. And so if you give
right.
them a choice, and it's them making the decision, it's not you telling them what to do.
Right. Right.
And they typically they respond a lot better to that. But yeah, it's a great book. It's called Love and Logic, and you know it's a great course that you can go through as parents.
All right, so there you hear it, family. Love and Logic. Check it out.
Yeah,
we'll just
raise our whole
life. Your children.
We don't have to argue with her or fight with her to get her to do things, because she's well aware of the consequences that are built into each choice that she makes.
That's great. That's fantastic, Shannon. That's fantastic.
So, yeah. Good to talk to you, man. I'm excited to be on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. I want to thank Shannon for those comments about how to help his kids become independent versus dependent. All right. So, part number two, how to build your self-esteem if you're going through this issue of codependency, is to prioritize exercise that feels good for your body. Even small amounts of movement, such as yoga, can actually boost your serotonin levels in the brain and help you feel calmer, help you make better decisions, feel stronger, feel more in control of yourself. Number three, put your health first with well-rounded meals. There's a strong mind-body connection, so when you're feeling healthy physically, it can have a dramatic impact on your self-esteem as well as how we feel emotionally. It is, of course, important to be mindful if exercise and eating healthy is becoming extreme, compulsive, or interfering with other aspects of your life, which could happen, as this can become detrimental to self-esteem and have other emotional consequences. I'm glad they mentioned that. That's a very good point. Here's a good one. This is a real good one, number four. Live up to your own moral code. if you want to increase your self-concept, self-confidence and self-esteem are built on self-respect. Try not to do things across your own moral code. If you live a life that is in line with your own principles, whatever that may be, you are more likely to respect yourself, feel more confident, and even do better in life. For example, I found that students who base their self-esteem on internal sources, such as being a virtuous person or adhering to moral standards, were found to receive higher grades and less likely to use alcohol and drugs or to develop eating disorders. To feel good about yourself, it is important to have integrity. I can't stress that enough, family. And make sure that your actions match your words. For example, if eating healthy and looking your best are important values to you, you will feel better if you maintain a healthy lifestyle. When your actions don't match your words, you are far more vulnerable to self-attacks. The inner critic loves to point out these shortcomings. It is valuable to think about your core principles and act in line with those beliefs when you're trying to boost your confidence. Spiritually, when you do that and you don't live according to your own integrity, you lower your energy. You lower your vibrational energy. And then you attract lower vibrational things and circumstances and situations. Okay? So that is a good one. If you want to boost your esteem, then you want to vibrate at a higher frequency, and you need to respect yourself and change your inner self-talk. And then you begin to vibrate higher, and then you will attract those circumstances. So that's a very good point. I think we have a caller two in the queue. Caller two, who am I speaking with?
Hey, Terrence, it's Jerry Petito, sweetie.
Hey, how you doing, Jerry? Hall of Famer?
I'm doing great, sweetheart. So, of course, I agree with everything you're saying. This is the third one you've done on this, part three. I've listened to all of them. So I'm going to go off on a little tangent. Because, you know, I'm the author of I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass, because I struggled with addiction 30 years ago. And I'm going to say some weird, crazy, silly little things, but I'm hoping to make a really huge point here for everyone listening who's struggling. So even pretty girls and handsome young men struggle. I won two beauty contests, and I struggled because boys were afraid to ask me out when I was younger. So I'm only saying that to say this. I had to go to counseling. I remember walking into counseling when I was like 21 years old, a Christian counselor that I met at my church, and she said, "Why are you here?" And the first thing I said was, "Not to be like my mom." But then I stayed with her for 2 years, and she said to me, "Jerry, I can't help you anymore. You've done it all. You've done everything I've asked you to do." I never left counseling for years. I had all my counselors are all my good friends now, and they call me sometimes and say, "Jerry, I need advice." But this is where I'm going with this and what I want to say. I had this revelation when I was younger, and it's over something really silly, okay? When you write a book, I can't believe this. I'm losing my train of thought here. A book is either fiction or nonfiction. That's where I'm going. And I remember being told what the word fiction meant, because I was a writer even in like seventh grade. So the word fiction means fake. That's what it means. The word nonfiction means not fake. There's no such thing as not fake. It should be fiction should mean real, and nonfiction should mean not real. When I realized that word was made by man, this is where I'm going now, Terrence. That word was made by man. To me, it was a mistake. So I started realizing that man is just man. Everything that's being put out that we've been taught, everything in books, whatever it is, right? We were taught by man. Mm-hmm. Man made all this up. Even, you know, math, science, right? I'm not saying, you know where I'm going with this, right? Man decided 1 + 1 was going to be 2. Okay? So whatever. the point is this, guys. Man is man. So we shouldn't be looking at man so much that that's where our perspective falls to internalize who we think we should be based on what man thinks we should be.
Right.
And that's what hurts everyone. And the sad part about that, Terrace, is the parents, I don't care who you are going to struggle with all these issues until you become a young adult and realize it's now time to take a stand and become the person you truly want to be. And yes, reach out for counseling, read, you know, all this great stuff. But unfortunately, okay. I don't know anyone, any young person that's not struggling with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I wanted to say, because it's really important that everyone knows they do have worth, and it's not based on what another man thinks of them, based on
right.
what they feel and what they think, and their distorted thinking sometimes comes into play based on what they think others think. And that's the sad part.
That's true. I mean, young people, it's a part of their development to go through this process. It's a part of it.
Right.
Of course, you do have advanced souls that come here that understand this stuff at a very young age, but they tend to be fewer and farther between, you know. But
right.
mostly children, they have to figure this out. I mean, you have adults who haven't figured this out. So
right.
you're absolutely right. You know, it's a process, and we all go through different paths of trying to figure this out and find out who we are. This is about self-individuation. You know, and that's what this is all about. You know, learning to find out who you are and what matters to you. And you figure that out, Jerry. You figured that out.
It took years. I was in counseling probably 15 years because I wouldn't stop. I kept going and going and going. I was like, until I'm at a place where I am 100% comfortable being, I need to seek help.
Yes, well, that's why you're the role model for people that you are. And thanks for calling in and sharing wisdom.
You're welcome, sweetheart. But I have a question. Are you sitting down?
Yeah, I think I am. Yeah.
Good, because you're live on Facebook. Because I was watching you a little bit, right?
Yes.
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 So that's why I had to leave your live on Facebook, because I needed to have my other tablet with me with my messages here. So I am being honored tonight by congratulating you, 2020 Linear New Host of the Year at our Historic Buy Networks, with its greatest accomplishment, Terrace, and your 27th O&E syndicated station all-time connection record, and your 26th consecutive all-time best in category, the Internet Comet Terra Strength. I love you, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor. Thank you very much for those kind words. Thank you.
You're awesome.
Hall of Famer.
I'm going back to look at you now. All right, bye.
Okay. All right, thanks. Those are some great comments by our Hall of Famer, Jerry Petito. She's one of the leaders at ONA. Definitely a leader for me, and I want to thank her for her wisdom. So we want to get back to this and keep it moving tonight. Please call in, family. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Call in. Let me know your thoughts. We're talking about insecurity, low self-esteem. That's what we're talking about right now. Number 5. So pause and assess before automatically saying yes to a request. Is this something you can do or want to do? Ask yourself, am I saying yes because this is something I actually want to do, or just so this person would like me or need me or approve of me? You know, this is something that we should do. Number 6, start lifting yourself up. Leave notes to yourself around your home, office, car, or any other space you spend a lot of time at. For example, now this is, I guess if you're a woman, or you can, man, you could say, I am beautiful, I'm confident, I am successful, I'm worthy, because you are, and before long, these affirmations will not feel foreign to you, and you will start to feel it and believe it. Okay, so saying positive affirmations. Start meditating using positive affirmations. There are a lot of free apps you can choose from, Think Up and Shine, and there are others. Notice and try to limit when you're comparing yourself to others. This is a big one. Ask yourself, why is it that this person is doing or saying or wearing, what this person is doing, saying, or wearing matters so much to you or matters so much to me? A concrete way to minimize this is to reduce exposure to social media. Manage your social media time. Manage it. Okay? Number 9, find your favorite way to unwind, relax, and pamper yourself. It's a wonderful way to invest in yourself and honor your work. Take care of yourself. Treat yourself. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Tawana. Number 10, replace "I'm sorry" with more situationally appropriate interjections, such as "excuse me" or "beg your pardon" where appropriate. Or, depending on the situation, replace "sorry" with "thank you," such as "thank you so much for your patience" when you're running late. All right? So those are all examples of how you can work on reducing the effects of low self-esteem or insecurity. All right? Brother O, can you give me a little music to go into the next section? Do you mind, brother?
Wow, listen to that. So, of course, our brother wants a little bit of music tonight. Now, listen, all the people out there that listen to us on a constant basis, we want to thank you so much. And, you know, to honor our brother who has done some great, great works for us, you know, I have a special, special dedication to you. And I hope that you really accept it and like it. We want to make sure that people have an understanding of what we do on this network. We put forth yeoman's work. Every one of our 22 hosts within ourselves, two interns, give you the best broadcasting, period. The greatest and best internet radio host, period. Dedicated to you, my brother, Larry Graham.
Yeah. light show compassion and send to me a stroke of love. Call you a one in a million. You a
dedicated to the 2020 Linear New Host of the Year and holder of the greatest accomplishment of any host in the history of our network, 27 all-time connection records in little more than a year, and consecutively 26 all-time. Terrace Strength.
Thank you, Brother O. Thank you. It's an honor. Family, thank you. It's an historic night. Thank you. Thank you all for your support and your, all of your encouragement. The question for tonight, family, if you know someone or live with someone who is struggling with codependency issues, please call in and let's share that perspective. The number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. I think I have caller 3 in the queue. Caller 3, may I ask who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hey, is that who I think it is?
Yeah. Hi, my brother. this is Sister Bessie the Truth. I want to wish you congratulations. And also,
thank you.
I really appreciate your show tonight. I want to say I'm one of those persons that, you know, I have strength and courage, but I do suffer with a spiritual warfare within myself because, you know, before I believe I began this show, I was standing on a bridge about to jump off the bridge, and
wow.
I would stop. When you have an environment where you have been continuously hurt, even by people that you don't know, and
yep.
even if you've been physically, mentally abused, molested,
wow.
and been in relationships that people physically abuse you, and you know, you try to deal with the pain that you have dealt with, and it continues on to the point where a lot of us out there, even with the COVID virus, it's difficult for us because many of us are alone, and we still have
yes.
to deal with the pain and suffering that we go through. You know, one thing I can say about this show, the podcast, and the people that's on it, they saved my life. I do still suffer with the pain of attacks, you know, and you have a tendency to stay away from people because you're afraid that another person is going to do something to you. And
right.
it's very hard. And a lot of people look at you and say, well, you're strong and you do this and you do that. But in reality, they don't know what you have gone through in your life. And they
right.
add more burdens onto your spirit and your soul, and they don't know it.
Right.
So I want to thank you because you brought me to tears because, you know, nobody is perfect on this planet, and we all struggle. But, you know, some things that are happening to the youth today and many of people happening in the world, there is a growing suicide epidemic. There's
Absolutely.
A growing abuse of children. And I just want to say out there, still hold on. Hold on to the best of your ability and believe in yourself.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to say that, and I thank you for doing the show. And I'm going to continue listening. And if you have anything to say about what I've said, I thank you, and I will sit back and listen, my brother.
Yes, and I do want to comment, Sister Bessie, because you know how much I love you. And, you know,
yes.
there's a lot of people going through what you've gone through and even worse. And, you know, I just want to say, and I've said this before on my show, that, you know, the purpose of this show is to let people understand that they are loved at all times. You are loved at all times. It may not seem like it because of the circumstances that we run into down here, but we are loved. And the reason why I try to talk about these things and how they work so that we can make sense out of what's going on down here, you know, and begin to navigate a lot better. You know, so a lot of people have very powerful stories. There's a lot of dysfunction, but there's a lot of pain going around. There's a lot of sadness and loneliness going around. And it is our job, those of us who have figured it out maybe a tiny bit, to give back. You got to give back, family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about these things so that we can help you and help people alleviate some of the pain in terms of what they're going through. We got to show more love. This is my way of trying to love more, is talking about these things and how it works so that you can help people and make better decisions and choices. You know, people that suffer from low self-esteem probably come out of family systems where the families didn't care, the families didn't know how to love, you know, or told them constantly they aren't worth anything. You know, it doesn't just happen. You know, they're coming out of bad family systems, and we have to do better, family. We got to do better for our children. So thank you, Sister Bessie, for coming in and sharing your wisdom and your perspective. I appreciate it, and you know I love you.
Thank you,
so that's all. All right, wow. Sister Bessie. All right, family, so we're going to transition to the next section, the one I really wanted to talk about. And that's the parent-child dynamic, because this one is a sleeper killer in relationships. More infidelity comes out of this thing, out of this situation. More mess comes out of this situation. And a lot of us are really set up for it because we're kind of taught, you know, women are taught to look for their white knight in shining armor. And the women are taught, you know, the men are taught to be the white knights in shining armor. And both are kind of wrong, but this is the fantasy. This is what we're set up for, you know. And then when we get into relationships and we find out it's way, the locus of control is way to the other side, it becomes a major problem. So we're going to talk about the parent-child dynamic because this thing is an epidemic in families and causes more breakups than a little bit and a lot of fighting and bickering that goes on. So the parent-child relationship dynamic occurs when one person in a romantic relationship takes on the role of the parent and their partner takes on the role of the child, okay? There are a number of reasons why this dynamic could develop between a couple. However, this sets up a power dynamic that is unequal. This type of relationship dynamic can lead to resentment and discontent. The parent takes charge and makes the rules. This causes a type of codependency that might work until the child decides to rebel or the parent becomes too resentful. In this relationship dynamic, the person who takes on the role of the parent can vary depending on the situation. For example, the husband can take on the role of the parent and the wife, the child, with finances, and the roles can reverse with the household chores. Both the parent and the child can end up resenting the other for being too bossy or not helping out enough. This can lead to a breakdown. This can lead to a breakdown in communication and intimacy. In this dynamic, the parent will ask the child to complete a task and follow up to see if it was done. The child often will not complete the task on purpose, and the dynamic continues. The parent-partner role. The partner that takes on the role of the parent is often a natural nurturer. They enjoy taking care of others and can show their love by doing this. However, they can also be somewhat controlling and believe that there is only one right way to complete a task. The parent-partner can be more demanding, act superior, and even become a disciplinarian in their primary relationship. It is easy for them to view their partner as someone that needs to be taken care of because they are irresponsible, helpless, or incompetent. They have a hard time respecting their partner's boundaries or trusting them to do the right thing. Someone in the parent role might have a more anxious attachment style and could have difficulty directly confronting irresponsible behavior and setting appropriate boundaries. Over time, they can build up resentment toward their partner but not contributing as much to the relationship. Okay, I think we have another track, brother.
Up, I turned on my radio. The DJ played my song. I got up, got dressed and ready. I thought about you, so I called you right before I hit you. Just to tell you that my life won't be the same without you. Cause when I wake up next to you, the sun shines so much brighter. And when I hear a song with you, it makes you taste me higher. Tell you what's on my mind. Thought that you should know. Through what you had in my life, everything that I thought was right was wrong. Baby girl, you crossed the line. Show me that I was blind for so long. It's the little things you do.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm walking with you. Cause the way you make me feel
is something real. Ridiculous. Baby, you be doing things. Kind of lover, yeah. And even though you know I can, yeah. Girl, it amazes me the way that you have changed my life.
Cause when I wake up next to you, the sun shines so much brighter. And when I hear a song with you, it takes me higher.
Wanna take this time to tell you what's on my mind. I thought that you should know.
You yeah. Everything that I thought was right was wrong. Baby girl, you crossed the light. Show me that I was blind for so long. It's the little things you do. That's the reason why I'm walking with you. Cause the way you make me feel something real.
Yo, listen, girl, before you came around, I was always trying to get down. Around the way you make me feel. Ridiculous, oh girl. Yeah, I thought the light was off.
Hey girl,
you crossed the line, showed me that I was blind. It's the little things you do. Why I rock with you,
yeah.
The way you make me feel,
something real.
Thank you, Brother O, for that. All right, so I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller 4, who am I speaking with?
My name is Angela Thomas-Smith. I am calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, by way of Atlanta, Georgia tonight. You are touching on some amazing topics tonight. So you know I had to chime in. I'm following you on Facebook as well. You're on point.
And
I want to say to Sister Bessie, It's about tapping into your power. It's about tapping into you. We got to take everybody else out of the picture. You know, we have power. And like Jerry said, people have given us perceptions of words and what we think, what they thought these words should mean. And let me tell you, God has been dealing with me with words. And everybody that's been following me, they know he's been dropping some words in my spirit. But I want to drop this word power tonight, because you definitely touching on this topic tonight, because we got to tap into the power that's within us so that we can impact our community.
Yes.
And the P stands for position. And we got to position ourselves through the educating and getting the knowledge, doing the research and getting and going to school and doing all that stuff there. But when you position yourself, you got to stuff that come at you, you got to overcome it, because you know things are going to come at you. People are going to come in your ear. Okay. All these distractions are going to stop you, try to stop you from doing what you're supposed to do. You got to be a willing vessel, and you're doing that tonight. Oh, my God, you're doing that tonight by coming on here and sharing like you're doing. And I thank you. I thank you for stepping out and taking a stand. And being obedient and sharing and being that willing vessel to empower
Thank
others.
Thank you.
Because it's not about terrorists. It's about the impact that terrorists is leaving.
Yep.
Through resilience.
Yep. You're so right.
And
you're
that's what power
that.
Means. That's what
yep.
power means to me. You know what I'm saying? Ain't what
mm-hmm.
Webster say it means. That's what my father downloaded into me. That's what he tells me it means. So that's what I'm sharing with people, so people would know that they have power. And you touching on some amazing topics. But I want to congratulate you, too, for all the amazing things that you're doing. You're setting an amazing example for generations to come. I thank you for being a part of O&E Dynasty and being an amazing host.
Thank you.
I thank God for
doing
the network, for Brother O. Oh my God! I'm gonna get out of here because you're doing an amazing job, and I don't want to take your shine. I'm gonna go, but thank you for what you're doing. I thank you so much.
Thank you. Doing a great job as a commissioner too. I believe I want to thank Angela for her comments. Our great commissioner, thank you for your comments. I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller 5, who am I speaking with? Terry Strunk. Hello?
Caller, you're on the line. We're going to come back to that caller. All right, next caller. Caller, you're on the line right now with the great Terry Strunk and Know Your Rights right here at O&E.
Greetings, everyone, tonight. This is Ambassador Waudette Mentuhotep L, and I appreciate the topic of tonight. When chiming in, I heard about the virus, and also in regards to about the what things that the young people are going through for stresses, not being comprehended, and also some of the challenges that adults in conjunction with the youth will be going through. And what was highlighted earlier from the last speaker, as far as about power, confidence, and self-esteem, definitely hits on that. And with a lot in regards to people who can support each other and be accountable for each other is very important. And patience too. Those were a lot of the things that came to mind. And that's so important for people to be considerate and compassionate of one another, and especially with what we're going through now with this pandemic or whatnot, with health, and also with people being more involved in hazardous waste operations and hazardous waste management, and of Hoohe Enterprises. We touch on that, and I appreciate Forrest things about emotions and also about these certain health issues, but hazardous waste operations and hazardous waste management, you know, more people getting to know about that would be able to help keep homes sanitized, homes fine, you know, and it does branch off of from chores, you know, of making sure items are clean, making sure that neighbors are okay, because the government, you know, they don't know the people on the local level, and so I say to everyone that if you would like to know more about hazardous waste operations and hazardous waste management, I have been certified in that. I would like to share the information with people, and also every second Wednesday. Have a show called on the ONE Network of Culture and Industry, and we'd be able to open up those conversations and also be able to connect with me on that. But definitely hazardous waste training, hazardous waste management and operations is something very, very important. And I do comprehend the equipment involved with that, so if more want to know about that, you can see me on Facebook at Wadet Mentu Hotep L. I appreciate the show tonight. I appreciate this show. But people care more about health, about your environment, and please pay attention to chores as well, and also to how other people feel about life and how people feel about their environment, and open dialogue and communication. Yeah. For people to feel more confident, you know, and it's very important for people to learn together. To learn together, bring those things back again, virtually or physically. But I thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brother Wajet. Brother Wajet, do you have that number handy?
No, I do not.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, but thank you. Thank you for your comments. I think we have another caller in the queue, caller 7 in the queue.
Good evening. It's Lena Blue. How are you?
Miss Blue, Miss new host, new intern. How are you doing
this
evening?
I'm great. And I just wanted to congratulate you on your connection record tonight. Keep on doing what you're doing. And I wanted to comment on a couple things. The first caller that talked about how he was parenting his daughter. I wanted to comment that, you know, spiritually he's putting her in a place of confidence. He's putting her in a position that she won't have to deal with these deadly emotions, because he's instilling confidence in her, and she's beginning to trust herself, and she's beginning to know herself. So she is already going to be on her way. So that is wonderful. That's excellent parenting job. And I really wish this type of information was available, whenever all of us were coming up. And then
absolutely.
Secondly, child type of relationships that sometimes people get into these type of situations. It's very easy to take the role of a nurturer whenever that's what comes to you naturally. But the impact of that, even spiritually, is that the other person is their growth is inhibited. Their evolution,
yes,
is inhibited. So what's happening is that they are spirit, you know, in a way, because they choose. And we all here by choice, and we are in these relationships by choice. But when that other person tends to allow the nurturer to drive, he's bypassing. He's spiritually bypassing his own growth and enlightenment. So what that means is that I have to come back and do it again. So, you know, you get out of it for the moment, but because you don't choose to evolve, you'll have to repeat that lesson again. And that's the only comments that I had tonight. Thank you.
Those are powerful comments, Ms. Blue. Powerful comments. I believe we have another track from Brother O, please.
But before we do that, Y-Chat, want to get that number out to the worldwide in their family. That is 917-691-0842 to ask him more about who he enterprises and what he does on a constant basis for agriculture and life and love. And of course, no show would be complete without the voice of Donny Hathaway.
What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility? Will you spend your days and nights in a pool room? Will you sell cats of madness to the neighborhood, little ghetto boy? You already know. Pain and misery. Little ghetto boy, your daddy was blown away. He robbed that grocery store. Don't you know that was a sad, sad old day? All of your young life, you've seen such a misery and pain. Oh, young man, and I'm going to go. Look out,
outstanding, Brother O. That was outstanding. All right, so we want to wrap up. I want to finish up this, Brother O doesn't mind. I want to finish this up for this week. So the child partner role, the partner that takes on the role of the child, often takes on a more passive role. They might even enjoy being taken care of in the beginning of the relationship. Interests and hobbies outside of the partnership can take up a lot of their time and attention. They may feel disrespected by their partner and can begin to withdraw from the relationship. It is difficult for them to establish firm boundaries, and they may resort to passive-aggressive behaviors to get their way. Someone in the child role could have a more avoidant attachment style and might withdraw from conflict and their partner. They could feel victimized by their partner, but could also rely on them and feel somewhat helpless in the relationship. The child partner can end up resenting the parent partner for their over-involvement and can resent their advice and act out either overtly or covertly. I think I have another caller in the queue. Caller 8, who am I speaking with?
Yeah, hello?
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 Yes.
Hey, what's up, Terry Stress?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Bullet guy?
How you doing?
Yo, man, you're having such an excellent show. I was like kind of upset because last time when you called my show, I totally forgot it was you and didn't give you a chance to tell you everybody about your show, but congratulations anyway. Oh, my goodness. What?
Thank you.
Anyway, what you talking, man, is some heavy stuff, especially with this corona situation, how the kids are being transformed into a whole different type of nature. Like, I don't know if they are stressed. I don't know if they are what's the best word to say? Uncomfortable or going through a verge of depression. I really think depression is the biggest word that I could say. Because it seems like they can't even adapt it. Some of them can, but not all of them, especially if they're in the, in the projects or living in an area where it's a small comfort zone where you barely have a place to move and you got to stay in the house. It's really unbearable. And to not be able to go outside and you fulfill with all the different other creatures in life besides people that might be inside of your house, that's unbearable too. So, man, you're hitting it on the nose today, man. I applaud you, man. This is some great stuff, man. Wow.
I hope it's helping you out. That's what I hope.
Now, man, and the best thing about it, your voice is like a doctor. So that helps out also because some people can't, illustrate it if they don't have that, that anointed voice where it's like a calm setting. Some people, they might talk like, yeah, so anyway, if you do it this way, it just doesn't compute right. So that's what I'm talking about, man. So people, listen to the rest of the show. I'm just here to sit there and be there for you, Captain. And my show is 2:30. You already know. The next time I go on is probably Christmas Day, so that's going to be a problem. Oh, my gosh. How did you pull?
Thank you, brother. Thank you, will of God. Thank you. All right. Brother, I have a couple a little bit more to get through. Do I have time or am I out of time?
You have all the time in the world. Continue.
Thank you. I don't need much time. I appreciate your patience, brother. I appreciate it. All right. So here are signs, family, that you are in a parent-child relationship. This is what it looks like. These are signs. Number one, you feel like it is your job to be the responsible one all the time while the other partner gets to be irresponsible, okay? Number two, you think that you're dealing with and communicating with another adult only to have them become resentful and pout when you hold them accountable for something they agreed upon, okay? Number three, you find yourself increasingly become annoyed and irritated just being around the adult child partner, okay? The parent in the relationship begins to constantly be accused of being controlling in the relationship. Okay? Number five, when challenged, the adult child tends to resort to childlike coping behaviors, i.e. childish talk, walking on all fours, yes, believe it or not, constantly asking for permission, the need for constant validation, temper tantrums, reverting to the security of their parents' home. I'm going to see my mom, okay? Number six, the relationship might start to feel incestuous, or we might feel our partner is not up to our level and or too different. Number eight, high levels of emotional immaturity and a reduced sense of relational awareness. Number nine, constantly compares themselves to and is threatened by good friends and or associates of the parent in the relationship. And number 10, the adult child exhibits a disconnection pertaining to their direction in the relationship, i.e., they're more concerned about being in it and not being left alone and less concerned about the quality of the relationship and its direction. If these things apply to you, then here's what you can do. What do you do to better manage if you're the adult parent in the relationship? First of all, family, don't be too hard on yourself, but try to identify which one of your parents exhibited adult-child tendencies, okay? Read books on adult-child relationships and other books on codependency. Find a good psychotherapist to help you sort this out psychologically, and pay close attention to all of your relationships, okay? What do you do to better manage if you are the adult child in the relationship? You must identify what parent was the adult child in the family you grew up in and how did it impact you. You must sort through why you are comfortable with being dependent in the relationship versus independent. And you need to find a good psychotherapist to help you to sort this out psychologically. You also need to read books on adult child relationships and other books on codependency. And I recommend trying to go inward through meditation and pay close attention to all of your relationships as you track your progress. Okay? This is very, very important, family. The reason why this is so important, and I'm beginning to wrap it up, Brother O, the reason why this is so important is because when we're dating or marrying somebody, if you don't do the work on what's going on psychologically, then there ends up being six people in your relationship. Your partner's mother and father, your mother and father, and then you and your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend. In order to remove these other people, you must do the psychological and spiritual work. That's why these relationships become so complicated, because we're dragging other people into it unwittingly. So if your mother and father weren't around, then you got to deal with the impact of that partner not having a mom or dad. You got to deal with that. So we're trying to make you aware of that. You have to go inward, and you have to learn in order to remove the people out of your relationship. And that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying about that, Brother O. So thank you.
Well, first of all, we want to thank all the people that support ONE Dynasty on a constant basis. All we're trying to do is give you the best programming and alternative radio. You know, that's it. And, you know, all of our people, you know, all 22 of our hosts, you know, 20 hosts, 2 interns, are going to do the best they can to give you what you all need. The voice in the wilderness that cries out, we want to save lives. Congratulations to the Comet of Internet, Mr. Terry Strength, on his 27th ONE Syndicated Station All-Time Connection record. And the greatest record in the history of our network, period. 26 consecutive. More than a year's work of outstanding stewardship. What we do is what we want to do. We don't take what you guys give us. We take what we want. Thank you so much for our outstanding gift tonight, Mr. Terry Strength. And, of course, tomorrow night, I'm so proud to have another intern in our process, Miss Lena Blue. Tomorrow night, the ONE Syndicated Station Intern Show, right here on these networks. And it will be at 9:30
Eastern Standard Time on these ONI stations. And, of course, Daily Nation is advertising to ONI, which is all of Daily and Goes Enterprise. You reach the course at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com as well as in Goes Prime Time on that. Gunnet.com. We're in Gozy Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Gozy at Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Deli Malala and Gozy at Facebook, as well as our business page, Know Your Rights, as well as the historic Deli Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight? Oh, late day, late. Deli goes with my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malala and Gozy, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio. That support us on a constant basis. Mr. Terrence Smith, you have 1 minute left to go in the program.
Thank you, brother. Oh, family, thank you for tuning in to the Know Your Rights show. We're just trying to help save lives here. These topics are very, very important. Please take the information with you. Use it as you see fit. The goal is to help you to better manage your relationships, because happier families mean happier communities, and God knows that we need that. So thank you for joining in. You can contact me on Facebook and Instagram. And remember, family, always, always know your strength. I'll see you in 4 weeks.